Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is international best-selling author, award-winning adventurer and one of the stars of Channel 4's BAFTA-nominated shows Hunted and Celebrity Hunted, Jordan Wiley. He's going to be talking about his extreme challenge of completing his Antarctic marathon expedition. It sounds incredible. Welcome to the show, Jordan.
Ah, thanks for having me again. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
It's lovely to have you back with us. Thanks for joining us. So for people who haven't heard you on the airwaves or seen you on the TV before, just tell people a little bit about your background, because you've had quite an incredible military career, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how incredible it was, but yeah, I certainly served. I served in the British Army for 10 years, which was a real privilege. And you know, one of the great teachers in my life, certainly. I learned a lot about life, got to travel the world and certainly learned what values mean. And, you know, it had a huge impact. And then since then, I've really embraced the spirit of adventure and tried to forge a career as a professional adventurer around the world. Just, I guess, really ticking off things on my bucket list and doing it in aid of good causes.
It sounds great. I mean, it must be like the ultimate thing. You're kind of getting paid to have fun and really push yourself as well, mentally and physically.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to work with lots of incredibly kind sponsors and things. So, you know, although I don't earn a lot of money, I do things that I enjoy and I get paid for it, certainly. So, as I say, that is a real privilege. But yeah, it's about trying to inspire the next generation. For me, it's about trying to, you know, sort of show people, hopefully using my own sort of personal action and positive examples, that, you know, you can achieve anything you want and you can really push the boundaries. And you know, it's the sort of your imagination is your limitations, really.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great message to put out there. I have, before we talk about your recent expedition, I want to ask you about your book that you wrote about your time working in maritime security and the Somali pirate situation. Just tell us a bit about that, because it sounds amazing.
Yeah, I wrote a book a few years ago now called Citadel, and that was capturing the experiences that I had immediately after leaving the military. When I left in sort of 2009, 2010, I spent quite a few years protecting ships from Somali pirates who would attack and try and hijack these ships in return for a ransom. And yeah, it sort of details all the chronicles of those years in my life, where I spent many moons sat on a vessel, whether it be sort of oil tankers, cargo ships, super yachts, and sort of capturing the tales dealing with the Somali pirates, which was a really interesting chapter. You know, most people probably like me think, when you think of pirates, you sort of think of the romance of the guy with a parrot on his shoulder and an eye patch, and maybe, you know, but that's certainly far from the reality out on the high seas in this day and age.
Yeah, I bet. And did you ever find yourself in a kind of scary situation with that?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a couple of situations where, you know, we were engaged with the pirates, and the book really tells the story about those sorts of incidents, and it focuses on one particular incident where I was on a vessel off the coast of Somalia where pirates actually boarded the ship. But if anyone wants to find out more, obviously they'll have to get online and order a copy.
Fair enough. So this recent expedition then to Antarctica, when did you go?
Yeah, so I went out to Antarctica just before the Christmas, the festive period. So I went out in sort of early December and ended up coming back to the UK late December. You know, I with all the quarantines and the isolations, it was obviously a huge risk going there. And there was a point where we thought we might not even get there, but we followed all the processes and obviously had a library of documentation in my backpack. I did lots of quarantines, PCRs, and yeah, I got my way to Antarctica to run the world's coldest or coolest and most southerly marathon, which was an incredible experience.
Gosh, man, this isn't the first time that you've done an ice cool marathon, though. You've done them in Siberia, Canada, Alaska, Iceland. What's it like doing? A marathon in itself is an incredible thing to do, but doing it when it's so cold.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I've been trying to, part of the charity challenge that I've taken on for a small children's charity called Frontline Children, who help children in war and conflict zones around the world. I said I wanted to run 10 marathons in the 10 coldest places on earth. And as you say, I did the first four and then we went into lockdown. And as we've sort of come out of these lockdowns, I've tried to continue the last six. So I've just done Antarctica. I'm off to the North Pole in April. And it's really... running in cold environments is—it's about controlling your body temperature and regulating it, and it's really difficult to train for, of course, especially in the UK because it doesn't get to sub-zero, sort of minus 20, 30, 40 temperatures. So I try to use I do a lot of cold water swimming, try to acclimatise to the environment. I do a lot of running on sand on the beach to simulate running on snow and things. So, but to be quite honest, for me, it's always about. It's about the cause that we're running for. It's never really about getting a great time or anything like that. It's just about having a positive impact and enjoying it as well. You know, I think when you're running a marathon, people are so often focused on what time they're going to get. But for me, I go to these weird and wild places because I want to taste the culture and meet new people and see, you know, what's out there.
So you're not bothered about the time then?
I'm not bothered about the time. People often say, you know, what time are you going for? And I say, the time of my life. That's what I'm going for.
Brilliant. Good answer. Good for you. And you must have met some incredible people doing these trips.
Oh, absolutely. I'm always in awe of the people that I get to meet out there. It's wonderful, weird adventurers and athletes and people who are looking, you know, for that spirit of adventure in strange places around the world that are often hard to get to, but really inspiring causes. You know, lots of charity runners doing it for causes close to their hearts, which is important. I think when you're running for a cause and you've got a purpose, or, you know, I think it gives you that little nudge to push a little bit harder and go a bit further sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. So how do you choose the charities that you use each time?
Well, to be honest, I think, you know, if you're ever going to do a charity challenge, it's got to be something that really resonates with you. And, you know, and there's some amazing causes out there. People have, you know, run for charities for cancer research and for homelessness and for mental health. And I think it's got to be something that's important to you. And for me, as a former soldier, you know, I traveled the world and worked in a lot of hostile environments. And for me, the one thing that always stood out was the plight of the children, because I think children are always the innocent victims in a war and conflict, because they're victims of circumstance and, I guess, the lottery of life. And it was always something that stuck with me as a soldier. And I wanted to go back to some of these war zones and help children, you know, through the gift of education. So I try and raise money to provide for teaching resources, to build schools and try and inspire, I guess, a bit of hope in some of these children in some of the toughest environments on the planet.
Yeah, fantastic. And I saw some videos of you going to visit a lot of these kids in different places and playing football with them, and it must be lovely to see the kids and see where the money goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you see it firsthand, you can't help but be compelled to do something. You know, it's often hard to convince people to support a cause that, you know, maybe it doesn't resonate with them. You know, they've never been to a conflict zone or a war zone, so it's quite hard for people to imagine sometimes, I find. But if you've been there and you've seen it, you know, you have to do something. You can't not do, I think.
Yeah. And how about, have you ever thought of doing the marathons, the hot marathons, running across the desert and things like that? Can you imagine doing that, having done the really cold ones? Have you thought about doing the opposite?
Yeah, I've done quite a few hot ones as well. I did going back a few years now, I did a project called Running Dangerously, which was to run through three of the most dangerous countries in the world at the time. So they were sort of long distance races in Iraq, Afghanistan and Somalia. So, you know, temperatures in Iraq were plus 40, you know, so it was, we've been in, to be honest, I quite prefer the cold than the hot.
Yeah, I'm sure. God, do people think you're kind of mad in a way? Do you get people thinking, why are you doing all this? I mean, it's just madness putting your body through so much.
Yeah, they, of course, yeah. But I think we're all a bit bonkers deep down, you know, and we all love a bit of an adventure. And the more wackier, the more interesting. And I think as well, just on that point, is you know, a lot of people are doing fundraising these days. So you always have to be looking for something that is a little bit wacky to capture the imagination of your donors, your sponsors, but also the media, which drives the interest from the sponsors and the donors. So, you know, that there is a bit of a method to the madness, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned in the introduction about the programmes Hunted and Celebrity Hunted, which is back on screen this month, isn't it, on Channel 4. Just tell people what they can expect with that.
Yeah, on Channel 4, in the next few weeks, we're going to see a new series. I think Celebrity Hunted is going to be coming on first, I believe. And we had all the tools out for this season. We've got ribs, helicopters, planes, boats, you name it, you know. So it's really exciting. It's certainly the best series yet. So can't wait for it to air. And it's all for a good cause as well. It's for Stand Up To Cancer. So celebrities, they donate their fees as well, which is amazing. And, oh, it's just a big game of hide and seek around the whole UK. So great fun, really.
Oh, definitely. Well, if people want to watch Celebrity Hunted, as you say, it's on Channel 4 in the next couple of weeks. And if people want to keep in touch with you and everything that you're doing, they can go on your website, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I've taken a break from social media actually for 1 year. So my website has all the details of my latest challenge if anyone wishes to drop a donation on there. But I've taken a year out of social media till World Mental Health Day 2022 on the 10th of October. I'm trying to promote, sort of less screen time and getting out and embracing with nature to young people and schools across the UK especially. So I'm sort of trying to push that message. So no social media this time. But yeah, www.jordanwiley.org is my website. So thank you.
Great stuff. And do you miss the social media, or are you feeling quite liberated not doing it?
Oh, do you know, I feel so refreshed. I sleep better. I'm more energized. And, you know, I was like a lot of people, and it took me a long time to admit it, but I was addicted. And, you know, unlike a lot of other addictions in the world, there isn't really any solutions or help for social media, I don't think, at the moment. And I think, you know, young people especially, I think it's a real challenge in this sort of comparison culture that we have. Everyone thinks that we're living perfect lives when we're not. And I sort of felt that I was part of that problem, posting my great pictures from different adventures when actually that isn't the real world. You know, I've just been at the side of the motorway changing a spare tire. I'm not posting that on my Instagram.
It's true, isn't it? That's really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, somebody said to me the other day that why did we, when we had those old sort of wind on Kodak disposable cameras, why did no one take pictures of the dinner in those days?
That's true. We never did. Oh, well, it's lovely to chat with you again, Jordan Wiley. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with the latest adventure in April. If we don't speak to you before, it'll be great to speak to you afterwards.
No, thank you. Take care. Thanks, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye.